calling the Junction City Public Library Board meeting on May 16th to order, and it is, someone have the time?
6:35.
I have a watch, yeah.
6:35.
Let's tell the time to.
Yeah, I just never looked at it. Decorative purposes only. Okay, present are Board Chair Jennifer Degas, Board Members Laura Brown, Nancy Sabin, Wendy Feelanders, Cindy Vermilia, and Library Director Michelle Schneider. Are there any changes to the agenda? Seeing none, next topic is 3, approval of April 12th meetings. So this meeting, we had that big meeting with Jason Canope. So if there is any part of the conversation that stood out to you that you think should be in the minutes, let us know. Because there was a lot.
There was a lot. I think y'all captured it really, really well.
Are we ready to approve the minutes?
I am going to move to
second.
The minutes are approved as written. Topic 4 is revisit the discussion about library vision statement. So at the last meeting, we had discussed going over it with this community services and development committee.
That is what the minutes say.
Yeah. I don't know if we want to bring a rough draft to them or if we want to go to them and say, what's your vision for the library, and then come back and work on a vision statement. Any input on that?
I think getting input from more stakeholders.
Okay.
Before we proceed, but that's my opinion. I think if the library is something that serves the community, then it would be nice to get
working. Yeah, and then the survey, it's a year old by now, a year and a half old, and the question might not have been written, you know, in a way for this, but
like what changes would you like to see?
Yeah, so desire, like public showed a desire for larger library, larger collection, diversity in collection, additional activities, classes, extended hours, better youth teen area, lower or less fees, ability to make online holds, meeting area, more staff, easier restroom access. So I don't know if we want to try to work with those or if we need to ask the public.
Well, I feel like for a vision statement, it's not just like what do you want to see changed in the library? It's like, what is the overarching purpose of the library going forward? What are we hoping to accomplish as a library? Which would, you know, maybe it is to expand the library, but it's probably not to lower fees and make easier access to the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah. So if you do want to seek general public input, I think we do need to make up a different kind of a survey question.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Michelle? Do you think that if we put something out on Facebook or something at the counter?
Well, I guess on the opposite side, is this something that we want to move forward with right now? We're still going through and updating policies and information that is a bit dated for us that having the vision statement before we're kind of coming across with where we're at, people are like, where are we going from where we're already at? Are we too soon on this, maybe?
Is the vision statement one of those requirements when that person came and presented from the state?
No.
But the mission definitely was, and we've gotten that.
No.
We had to have that on the
site. No, we need to update policies, and to do that, we need better bylaws. And to do that, we're thinking we needed a mission.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I get what you're saying.
We are in compliance with the state library. So, yes.
Okay.
because those policies were updated.
Like a circle, we need one to get the other, but we need the other to get the one.
Okay. There can only be one. So that is the question that I have.
Can the Friends group support vision statements so that we can support some of the more operational things as a board? It's okay. If not. Or like, can they do some of the surveying? Can they lead that work? Okay.
I don't.
Not capabilities wise, they know.
Yeah, I'm now friends now.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. Like, okay, so we have kind of our values and our mission. Maybe we go to bylaws and policy, and then we come back to vision.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Because you're bored.
The vision acts, you know, is wonderful. We need that, but where do we stand now in this future?
Just really fast. The sound is wonderful. Whatever computer you're using, it hasn't cut out or gone silent. It's working really well.
Doing that, it was maybe something of the microphone and the motherboard or something. We tried various. Our IT person was awesome, and he tried many, many things. And it just came down to this laptop is used for public meetings only. So we got that, and we were very excited, and I'm happy to hear that it sounds great.
Yes. Yay.
Okay. So we're all in agreement. Work on bylaws, policies at this point, and come back to vision. That sounded good for everybody?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then for bylaws, policies, can we work on them at the same time, or do we need to focus on, do you feel like we need to focus on policies right now?
I think policies, we need an updated one for our new computers. Maybe that's something we jump into a little bit sooner. So maybe the policies before the bylaws.
I found a list you gave us a while ago. I think this is a collection of policies that you found laying around.
Just laying around. That was what I was able to gather up.
So is the computer policy the same as the internet policy, or is it going to be different?
Pretty much similar. I think they just named it various stages of what they had. So they had computers, and then they slowly brought in internet technology. Yeah. I'm not sure what they had in their first round.
Yeah, because you have acceptable use of the internet policy, rules governing use of search stations.
And that, those are.
So you can combine those into one policy, you think?
I think because if you look at those dates, they're so.
Unknown.
Yeah, they're anomalous of when they were done. And I think computer technology and computer literacy and knowing what parameters are needed are very different from when those were originally done.
Okay.
I think there's a lot more in security and personal
information
security now that we would need to kind of look at.
Okay. So if we're going to redo that policy, where do we start?
Well, we can look at what we formerly had, and I can get you copies of that, and then you can be like, ah. There are quite a few other example policies that we can reference to kind of say, hey, this, this sounds like what our patrons might need as well.
And is that in the United Association of Libraries?
There's a couple, there's a policy website for libraries, the Colorado State Libraries. They have a database where people can just submit their library's policies so that you can see examples.
Mm-hmm.
We can look at even our own consortium partners. And once we look at that too, we can reach out to the city IT person to make sure we're also conforming, even though we are on, these computers are not on a network, city network. They're isolated off so that we don't have, you know, any issues that way, but we want to make sure we're also in compliance with the city.
Okay. So is that work that we could individually take whichever ones we want to go next and do our own digging and then present them? So it's not you having to do the internet sleuthing and...
Yeah, I can send you the old policies.
And if we came forward with three policies per each policy of other policies, then we can build out our...
Oh, no.
I don't know that we need to have three. I mean, it's not like a mission statement. It's more of a like... What do we, what does the policy need to include?
Yeah. Oh, I'm saying just examples so that we can pull what we want to out of each of them, but I'm fine with just one.
But just find something good.
Like a technology policy.
Yeah, right, right.
Computers and internet. Maybe even with the printer being there, or is that totally different?
So, I'm going to add something like an example.
Is this one of those areas where we can literally just use the same one? It's one of those like open share kind of deals. Obviously we want to make sure it fits with our technology.
Right.
So yeah, we could
think so.
I think libraries are pretty good about that kind of thing usually.
Yeah. A mission statement's supposed to be unique, but policies, I mean, it's kind of nice when they're more uniform, I think, from place to place. So you know.
Yeah, that's true. Especially in if we're gonna borrow from a consortium library.
Yeah.
So this is an Oregon library, public access computers, basically just the basic policies of usage and internet use policy, what the guidelines for internet use. They do have photocopier on here, but it's only basically, yeah, we have a photocopier. You can make copies. but that's, I think that's kind of important because if it is accessible to the public, then it should be part of our policy that yes, it is accessible to the public. Yeah, they actually have, rules for commenting. So if you're using, I hadn't seen that before for basically using library computers to comment. Come here and be, you know, exactly. So there's a variety of new things that you know we may have not even considered before the other.
This is just a okay.
Yeah. So yeah.
Okay. And then you obviously know the computer usage way more than we do. So do you think, like, how can we help with this? Or is this kind of a you presenting us the policy that you think it should be?
No, I think it's good for everybody to look and see what else is out there. Because I not necessarily, you know.
Yeah, you don't have that. You're not going to be digging through every library.
Every library.
Kind of pick random.
And, you know, like I said, there were things that I just saw in here that, oh, you know, I don't think I've thought of that kind of direction before.
Okay.
So maybe kind of finding a policy or coming up with a list of at least areas that we want to touch on for our policy meeting.
So assuming nothing comes up for next meeting, we can plan to bring computer policy things unless something comes up. It'll be
and I can reach
summer. Summer programming time.
Summer.
That might be
happening. I can reach out to our IT person to find out their city policies.
Okay, and we used to, I guess we only did it maybe once, twice, where we had a subcommittee that went through the policy work. There was something, there was reason we stopped doing that. Was it schedules or like we just needed to do other work? Do we want to do subcommittees to work with?
So subcommittee, I believe way that it was approved to do, we couldn't have more than three people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was two board members and me, because otherwise it would constitute, you know, it would need to be an open meeting.
Got it.
And then that was more, I think it was on, people just didn't have, Nancy was on one of those meetings.
Like when, if someone cancels, there's no reason to have a meeting.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was a great use of Michelle.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, you know, it will be a start. Start from there, and we can see how much we have to do.
Okay. So we're postponing vision, and we're going to move on to computer technology policy.
Now, once we've addressed computer technology policy, what other, where do we go from there? What other policies do we need to, are you going to send us, you said you're going to give us what we have. Are you going to give us all the policies so we can look at them and see?
So there is there's an unlimited amount of policy that could be made.
Right, but we don't need an unlimited amount of policy. Exactly. That's what I'm asking. What do we need? What do we have? And do we need what we have? And what do we need that we don't have?
Yeah, and funny enough, this because we were already going through and looking at, this is basically a policy manual that they did. And so we were looking to see, hey, and it doesn't have to be ginormous. Some of it is just a paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everything from, and some of it is from the library side and some would be from the board side. So not everything would be included. But say policies, we still have the donations policy, gift donation policy, but that you push down to the bottom. That's not a huge one. Let's see.
And do we have a policy just about acceptable behavior in the library, like acceptable use of the library?
So yeah, we did the patron policy about a year and a half ago. But it's on every table.
For sure.
Okay, so we have an existing patron conduct policy.
We do. Use of the library after hours. If they, you know, if there was a club or committee meeting or something, use of the library with parameters of what can and cannot be held in here and what can be done. So that is one. Bigger one would be collections policy, and that's pretty in-depth, not one that you want to tackle for the summer. A lot going on in everybody's life. And then are there policies that you see there?
All of them are behavior rules governing the use of the library, teaching code of conduct, rules of conduct.
Yes.
So they're all
that would be there. Covered by those.
Prohibited conduct policy. So
let's see, that's this bit right here. That's all covered in here.
I have appealing a fine, which we've done. Bulletin board, which we've done. Circulation policies, which I believe you did and just brought it. I don't know how many of these we actually have with the teachers like this is.
So yeah, the circulation policy that is like for how long books check out for, and so that's not really the board because it's more informational.
Mm-hmm. But I do think it's important to have on the board so we can nudge you and be like, hey, it's time to take this.
Okay.
Collection development policy.
I don't know. To not tackle in the summer.
Yeah, that one's a bit deep. Yeah.
But when we look at these, like I know we're saying we don't want to tackle these in the summer, should we like earmark that like, 2024? Or that this is something we want to get to, if it's something that needs revisiting.
Again, right, fall 2023 ?
Okay, just so we know to look back at it.
Okay. Continuity of operations.
What does that mean?
I think that falls within a disaster plan.
we do need one.
That would have been good to have a couple years ago.
Master training at work. I know you need one of these. Or I guess it's called immersion. Okay. Gift donation policy.
That's another one we're going to put off, right?
Yeah.
We don't need to adjust.
Well, the city was just finalizing their policy, and we were going to look to see, do we just bring that into ours? Do we need to, create it more for the library? So it could be something that goes fast if we just review it and think, hey, this is good. And then we'd also have to find out, could the library take on certain donations anyways? Whereas the city, we're not going to take on property for the library. Well, we might. Hey, give us a new library, sure.
Right?
but,
depends on what's on the team.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody walks in, I want to give you my stocks and bonds. How do we deal with that? So.
And policy manual?
That's probably, potentially, yeah.
All together?
Yeah.
Okay. And then revised plan for service, 1898.
I don't know. I don't have to look at that one. That's not the top of my list of memory.
And then we have mission statement, bylaws, and then the after hours policy you just mentioned. That's all I've got here.
So just for my own edification here. So we're going to work on the computer/internet policy. Then after that, maybe working on an after hours policy. Mm-hmm. And then maybe after that, looking at the gift and donation policy. And then by that time, we should be out of summer and we can start looking at the
collection development policy.
Yeah. And do we feel like that's all the policies we need?
We would have to look at other libraries and figure out, or just come up to see if there's policies that are like, oh, this is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So maybe what we should do for the next meeting is three of us bring an internet usage workspace computer policy, and then maybe three of us bring policy manuals from other libraries. Mm-hmm. Maybe we do it all so that we can, but maybe we don't do this by the next meeting. I'm overreaching.
Well, but that's if a couple people work on computer policy and a couple people work on, and it wouldn't have to be the whole manual. It may be just like, the table of contents, like these are the policies.
Right. That
other
libraries have. That's what I mean. Yes.
So
yes.
Where do what we have fit in? So we know if our next step should be after hours policy, if our next step should be something earth shaking importance that we don't have right now.
Yeah.
Probably not. But that way we could know that.
An expectation set that maybe the meeting we only go through the internet one, but we take homework to go through the index of a policy manual and highlight the ones we think we might need if we want to add more.
So we have a step for the next meeting.
Correct.
Moving forward. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I like it.
So how do you want to divide it?
All right. Nancy, what are you most interested in? Can you do whatever?
Yeah, I'll do whatever. I'll try to do whatever. Me and the computer don't always agree on things.
Okay.
And then if I do get them, they sometimes sign that grant.
Can I put you down for looking for a policy manual?
Yeah. That'd be okay.
Policy manual. Mm-hmm. Cindy, can you hear us?
Hello.
I'll put Cindy down for computer policy.
That'll teach her not to know.
Driving an area of work. Right.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I unmuted.
Oh.
I was like talking and I'm like, wait, they're talking. They must not hear me.
Did you have a preference on computer policy or finding out more policies at libraries?
I was going to request the computer policy.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great. Okay. Laura?
I don't have a preference.
You have a preference, Wendy?
Policy manual.
Okay, what if you and me do computer?
Okay.
Okay, and Michelle, you can do whatever you want or nothing at all.
Okay. Yeah, that's what she does, nothing at all.
No, I know.
Which one is Cindy's doing computer? So is that four people for computer?
Three and two and whatever.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yep. 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 So I'm doing manual, not computer.
You're doing computer.
Okay. Got it.
Me, you.
Remind me to check.
Cindy. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Are you having trouble counting tonight?
Oh my gosh, it's like I'm hitting mute when I think I'm unmuting, and then I think I'm muted. I'm sorry, guys.
No problem. Okay. Any question or comment there? We have a plan.
We have a plan. Okay. Thank you for delegating.
Okay. All right. Item number five is discussion of board book creation.
So we make a board book.
I know. Yeah. Like a little kid.
Board, little kid those with a finger puppet in the middle.
Okay. So, and onboarding of new members. So Cindy's term will be up shortly, and Cindy, you're not renewing, correct?
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. Life has gotten really crazy, but I am doing my dream job, and I love it, and I'm so excited about it, and I'm really, really, really hoping to be able to connect the facility with the library and make those connections, but it's taking up all my time, and I don't know if all of you necessarily know, but I'm also going through a divorce and some custody issues, or not custody issues, but custody fun. So I don't have the commitment that I want to have. So
thank
sorry.
You.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we've enjoyed the time you've been here, but just to clarify, you will be at the next meeting, and that will be your last meeting. Is that
okay? I did have a question. Every once in a while, when I am available, am I allowed to still attend board meetings? And
yeah, the board they're open to the public.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I thought so. I was like, I don't think this is like an exclusive, nobody else is invited meeting.
No, please do come.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I want to maintain my friendships and my connections with everyone.
That would be great. All right. So with Cindy not renewing, we will have a new board member. So one part of this board book thing was kind of like an onboarding, like how do we get this person involved? So we had discussed a board book before, and I don't know if it'd be one or one for everybody, but I did bring binders if anyone wants, if you're like me and have straight paper everywhere.
Is there a table next to you?
There is.
Yes.
Okay. But I was thinking it would be neat if we all maintained a binder, and then when we leave, we can hand it off to the next person.
Cute idea.
There should be one, permanent for the library, so that we don't have to try and manage a whole one at a time.
Here's all these papers.
Okay. So in it, we could keep minutes, our policies. We had that board commitment form, which should probably be page one, board member commitment form, and like contact info for board members. So we could start working on that before this new member gets here. So I'm happy to put time into that. I was just curious what you guys think a new board member needs to have.
So I think we had a list from before.
Yes, I have that list right here. it is very long. I don't think we need all this stuff. I think it'd be overwhelming.
But we can start on certain areas.
Yes. So do you just want me to read through it, or do we just, I don't know how we want to do that.
I feel like list of board members, and then board member expectations, like what is the role of a board member?
Okay.
And then library policies.
Okay.
And then what else? I don't know.
Scheduled meeting time.
Oh, yeah.
The normal Zoom link. That's a good idea. Like also a calendar of events, how often that they happen. You know, every summer we do the summer reading program, and every Friday, is story time.
Candy fest and all the things.
So yeah, all just the general things. And I think a description of the Friends of the Library as well. Obviously our mission. And when we have those other things, expectations of responsibilities outside of the meeting.
Which, leading off of that, if anybody's interested in volunteering for summer programs, we're still looking.
Yeah, will you email me? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. If I can't do it, I have
one solid volunteer all the way through, and then I'm recruiting for more.
So. Okay, I can definitely, especially if it's like summer reading program, I can give that Junction City branch to. They can be here. They need it. They want it.
Well, we only need, one other person.
That's totally fine, though. Yeah. We have one person.
And you have an event Saturday.
I do.
Do you have volunteers?
I do.
Awesome. Okay.
One of our volunteers actually has a PhD in paleontology.
Oh!
Yeah. Anyone ever watch War Games? Is anyone here a paleontologist? I desperately need a paleontologist.
I just remember the, do you want to play a game?
Everyone's required to watch Jurassic Park or a paleontology movie beforehand.
Yeah, you're qualified. Okay, I think that was a good list. Calendar, members and responsibilities, policies, Friends of the Library group, mission, values.
So another thing of for the mission and values, are we looking to move that forward? Are we going to stick that with us for a while before we, and gather other stuff before sending it through?
I thought we were sending it through.
I thought
it already got sent through.
Ah,
no. It's considered a draft until the city approves it. Isn't that right?
So it has to go to the committee.
Yeah.
CSU. So it has to go through to them, and then it will be pushed up from them to city council.
I say let's just move that right on forward.
Right. That's yeah. I'm with you. I thought what we had done was said, this is good, let's send it to the committee. I thought that's where
we were. I think we're just gonna wait on the vision.
Right. Just do
but now. Do we want to wait?
No.
Okay. So we need someone to email Jason. Our little blurb.
Okay.
And anybody can do that. It doesn't have to be Michelle.
Okay.
Do you feel comfortable
with one of from everybody?
He says he does.
Good for him. I don't.
Michelle, do you feel comfortable with one of us doing that, or do you want to do that?
Yep. We can see you too.
That works.
Okay.
Okay.
You need to see all the people.
We can see all the people.
Okay. I can send you the typed up.
Okay.
So that it's on one page, and you send him the information of this is what the board is moving forward with.
Okay, cool. Right. Cool.
And then if we send that out, the mission and the values, we can also send a little blurb about here's an update on the library. You know, like when you tell us how many people came in to the time, we can just throw that on there too.
Yeah, we do that also. The goal is to start doing that monthly.
Awesome. Yes.
We send that to Jason so that he can just have it in his back pocket.
Yeah.
Feel passionate about what we feel passionate about.
Right.
Okay.
So I was looking at you, Laura. Is this happy something you want to do?
Happy to
You're okay with doing this? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me write that down.
And for the things that I attend, I will try to take photos so I can include those as well.
Oh, that'd be great. So we'll do mission, values, library update. And I think he said he needed it the first week of the month, maybe the last.
Well, if she sends it, I'll get it one of them.
Yeah. Okay. Any comment on onboarding a new member or creating a board book?
It's a great idea. So with the idea that we have these things that we want to put in there, are you going to work on that, Jennifer, or how's that?
Yeah, I can make copies of things, hole punch them, put them in those binders, and give them to you next meeting, if that works for you guys. And make you take it home and store it somewhere.
Well, at least it would store better that way than in papers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can recycle all your papers at home, probably.
Yeah, I tell you. When you have people trying to help you do pick up the end, why do you need to keep this? Oh, leave it alone. And then you find things in a pile with other things that aren't even close to anything. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting. A lot of people have been helping on everything, and it is nice, but there are some little drawbacks.
Yeah. All right. So we're ready to move on. Okay, Michelle, item 6 is library update and review.
Okay. So here's our summary report. We are 1 month. Well, a month and a half away from the end of the fiscal year. So, yeah. So somewhat on target. I have applied for $1,000 grant to help support summer reading program.
Is that to
Education okay. Together Foundation? So right, we great. Don't have to. That is a grant that we have applied for many times in the past. Any questions? Nothing. No big purchases. We just kind of do our thing. We have lots of books from the book sale to put into the library. So.
Wow, good.
And the fiscal year ends end of June. I don't know why I can't look that. Well, the half year.
Good. Any questions? Nancy, any questions from you?
No.
Okay. Cindy, I hope you're not looking at a budget.
Are you? She's on mute again.
Okay. She's muted again.
Okay. I think we're ready. Well,
I'm so sorry. I'm having trouble hearing a little bit with the road noise.
Just drive safely.
Yeah.
I promise I am. I promise.
What's next, Michelle?
Programming, moving into summer reading. And
I'm going to email myself about programming. That's why I'm on my phone. I set up a calendar reminder to ask for Jason. Wow. And then I'm going to email myself whatever data you give me, Michelle.
All right. So we have our lineup for the 7 weeks. We have starting off with Martial Arts America. They're local. They are going to do a demo with the kids. That one is free. They're supporting the community and they're supporting us back. And then we have Oregon Rocks, which is through the Museum of Natural and Cultural History. And that is a geology program, kind of like the Dinosaur One or the engineering program that we just did. So they did a great job and have a lot of things. So hopefully that one will be just as great.
Did you say that was Oregon Rock?
Yes, Oregon Rock.
Is that associated with the like sort of phenomenon that people paint little rocks and hide them around town?
No. No, this is...
That's what the group is called as well.
No, I think they were just trying to be cute and, make it fun for kids.
Got it.
It's a geology outreach program. So
that's hilarious. There's it's a whole like, I mean, I think maybe international sort of phenomenon in your area. So you say like Jason.
We lost you. And she's out. You must have hit a low bandwidth area. Well, in the meanwhile, the next one is WREN, which is the wetlands group. And they are going to
6 or 7 years ago. So that's hilarious.
Okay. So anyways, you might have missed it, Cindy. The next one is WREN, which is a wetlands group. We've had them a couple of times before. They do a great education outreach. And they're going to do Migration Madness, which is so kids are going to learn all about birds and migrating. And there's some relay game, which is great. A lot of kids with a lot of energy this summer. So, and then the week after that, it's going to be Lane Arts Council's. We have a gentleman who is a singer-songwriter, which falls into our theme this year. Find Your Voice is the reading theme. And so he's going to do campfire tales and work with the kids to create an original song that the kids will learn and sing at the end of the performance. That should be fun. And then we have another one the following week. I have a gentleman who is a magician, and he has a education program that he kind of builds around magic. But it's the magic of reading, I believe he terms it. So yeah, that should be a lot of fun. And he also does, at the very end, balloon twisting. And he says he can do up to 212 creatures, animals. And he usually pulls out 40 for an event. So I'm like, wow, okay, that's a lot.
Do you happen to know his name out of curiosity?
So David Grinder, he's from Eugene.
Know him.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to look him up.
Okay.
We like to follow the balloon animal people.
It's a unique niche.
This used to be like, you know, when you have a horrible icebreaker, you have to do like a fun fact. Your family follows balloon animal makers. That's such a good fun fact. I always freeze up with fun fact question asking.
Fun fact. And then we have, I've always wanted to kind of do something that kids learn about food and cooking and whatnot. And we already work with the extension, the OSU Extension Office for 4-H. In our craft a story. And so they have a food nutrition program called Food Hero. And so that one is a little bit of a, they work on a different sort of an agreement. So that one might actually have to go through, it does have to go through the city for approval. Because they do it as a memorandum of agreement or MOU, actually, mm-hmm. memorandum of understanding. So that one is scheduled and hopefully will be approved. And then the last one is Green Hill Humane Society, mm-hmm. and they hopefully will be bringing an education dog. I told her two years ago, they were going to bring an education bunny, and all the kids were like very excited. And then they adopted out the bunny and everybody was crushed. So hopefully, you know, they're able to bring the dog, the education dog, and not adopt them out before they come. Oh my gosh. So that is our lineup for the summer.
What is the start date?
So June 21st to August 2nd is for the Wednesday programs. And then the program itself starts the last 2 weeks of June into the very, you know, the last day of August. So
do you need any help with advertising at schools, or do you feel like enough kids are going to come?
So we'll probably do a little bit of both. Previously, last time I had enough slots
for I'll use your card.
About 120 children. So
this was territorial, right?
No, this was somewhere. I don't know if it's going to territorial, but okay. In case you don't know Joe.
Okay.
There's balloons by Joe.
Oh, okay.
In back to balloons. So excited.
Yeah.
Who knew? Well, you know, it is a hard market for them because helium is a very hard resource to come by. So
hopefully they don't use helium for balloon animals.
That's true.
They use their mouth or a pump or a compressor.
Yeah, not as much fun as the floaty floaties.
But they don't twist the floaty floaties.
I know. That is true. All right. Well, you know. Mm-hmm. All about balloons today. Yeah. Well, you know, when they're cool.
Yeah,
they're very cool. So we always, with the loss of the newspaper, which is such a bummer, we're always trying to outreach in different ways. So we will have the summer guide as well. And try to promote everywhere that we usually do and then beyond and see how many kids that we're getting. Usually there's a large initial push and then we start competing with the pool in travel. So, you know.
Did we send an email to everybody that registered from the year before? Okay.
Yes.
I feel like I got that, but I can't remember. Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's part of the information reason that we can continue with those same parents to say, hey, by the way, yeah. Other than that, we have our event on Saturday, which is the Move Like a Mammoth. And then next Saturday, we will have Bob Kreitz, who is an author. He wrote in his autobiography, it's a fascinating life. And so hopefully we'll have a lot of people come and listen. Excellent.
That's great.
And then do you have numbers to report on that I should include in my note to Jason?
I don't like for story time.
I've written down over there.
All right. So that is the end of the library update.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other business? I think the Friends had a good sale, but I don't really have much to say about it.
They raised about $850. So it was good. She's good. Between they got three new members, Laura. Yay. They took some bags and we ended up donating not just to Vinny's for the last pickup, but there's a nonprofit Bags of Love that give books and things to children in transition who are in foster or whatnot situations.
I know it was a lot of work and they might not be up for another book sale, but would you be up for another book sale like in a year? Or was that
in a year? Yeah, in a year should be fine. Okay.
That wasn't too crazy for you.
No, I think if we can explore different avenues of fundraising with the Friends group, they might be a little bit more able to be a little bit differently energized about I think it's just a physical capacity limitation.
Because you guys don't really have a storage space, right?
We don't. Yeah. And so we held all the books over at the community. Some of them, they were stockpiled here.
A lot of books.
Yeah, there were so many books.
Were most of those from the library or were they?
I probably had, well, it's hard. Yes. I mean, yes, some of it was weeded through, duplicates, the things that were weeded out for condition. And then just general donations came through us that we reviewed and selected not for the library but for the book sale. So probably I think, and then people brought straight to the community center instead of here when they seem to have more than we could take in. So I would say probably 60 to 70 boxes worth, books maybe.
And that method seemed to work from your perspective, like having it, storing it at the community center?
Yeah. I'm not right now. One or two other group are on vacation, so I'm not sure if they kind of revisited the event and how it went up. So,
good.
But they also don't meet over the summer.
Yeah.
They have an annual meeting that was supposed to be scheduled midsummer, but I think they've pushed it now towards August through October, somewhere in there. Their annual meeting.
And they did it late this year and nobody showed up. And I feel like it might be like the bad weather. Like they need to have it when it's light and people are driving. Because I know some of them don't drive at night.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a very real problem.
Yeah. So maybe they do need it.
Yeah.
That's a very real problem.
We actually had one new member today. She signed up today.
Oh, nice.
So there's that.
Okay. And then, I'll see how much I can nag them. Any other business?
Cindy? You're on mute.
Yes, me. I would like to try I don't know. I want to try and partner with the library and my position. I don't know. Again, I don't know if y'all know. I'm the business office manager at Junction City Retirement and Assisted Living. And I have a ton of book devourers. And a lot of them do not have the physical ability to get into the library. So I don't know what my new business is, but I want to make a partnership. I want to get them access to library books, or even access to programs where people can come in and, talk with them and read with them. And, we've also got, residents who are blind or, residents that are bedridden and would love someone to come in and read. And, I don't know. I want to brainstorm some things, some ideas.
So some of the stuff that Cindy was talking about was some of the ideas that I also shared with her of how we could outreach to the, is it a retirement facility?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's both retirement and assisted living.
Okay. The issue for bringing people on site is continual staffing. It's a lot on us to maintain the amount of volunteers that we need here. Case in point, Cindy left. She was our volunteer. She got a job. Recruitment of volunteers is still kind of a little bit difficult, still coming out of COVID time. So I don't know that they necessarily have to be our volunteers. They could be your volunteers and then come.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, we just got a huge list of volunteers or people, who signed up to get information from the home show. And so I've got a untapped list of people that may be, crossovers.
Mm-hmm. That they could come here and bring, materials from here over there to read. And that way you could have
more direct connection to the volunteers that represent the population of the retirement home. And Cindy?
Yes. Still,
this is Wendy. I love to read out loud. So if you want to email me, that's something I would be interested in doing.
Awesome. I've got a couple of residents who basically park themselves in our little library nook all day and read, and they're like my spirit animals. So I want to support them and, you know, connect them with other book lovers.
Be great.
Have a retirement community book club.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, I love listening to little kids books, but like you can't go to it like
as an adult.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's like, I wonder if senior centers are into that. Like, would they like it if you bought little kids
books? I don't know. I have had story times where I've done it where we either have more adults than we have kids, or I've just actually had adults come to it. And so, you know, some people just like to hear a good story.
Yeah. So. Yeah, because some of those kids' books are awesome.
It's true.
Honestly, that would be so fun. And it could be so simple. You wouldn't even have to go like super crazy thinking about book lists, because you could do like a series and just like have someone come and read, and you'd have a book club where everyone just sits and listens to someone reading a series, you know, some sort of classic novel or something. And I bet it would be packed.
That'd be fun. Yeah. We should explore that.
Yeah.
Not tonight.
But. Okay. Yeah. All righty. Anything else? Okay. Our next meeting is scheduled Tuesday, June 20th at 6:30. And I am adjourning this meeting at 7:32, maybe.
Oh my gosh, you guys, just an hour? I am so impressed.